finally today, we're going to spend a few minutes celebrating Latin music. Now, ostensibly, that's because the 18th Latin Grammy Awards are coming up this Thursday. But if you think about it, actually, we've been celebrating Latin music all year because of this song. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito recently hit the 4 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, billion views on YouTube, and it spent a record 16 weeks at the number one spot on Billboard's Top 100 chart. But despite its popularity and influence, it's only up for 2 Latin Grammys. Felix Contreras of NPR's Alt Latino podcast is here to give us a preview of this Thursday's Latin Grammys and to tell us what all the Despacito thing's all about. Hi, Felix.
Hey, Michelle. What's up?
Okay, so why is Despacito only nominated for 2 Grammys?
Okay, like most things, it's complicated, okay? But part of the answer lies in the rapper Residente. He's the former frontman of Calle 13, and he got 9 nominations. Now, while Despacito was incredibly popular across cultural backgrounds, all over the world, really, at the end of the day, it's a pop song, calculated to attract as many listeners as possible. It's well-crafted, for sure, but Residente's album was an amazingly creative exploration of identity. It also zeroed in on social justice themes, and it used hip-hop as a base. It's a logical extension of his groundbreaking work with Calle 13.
Okay, so let's listen to some of Residente's music.
Okay, this is the track Guerra, or War. Yo te miro y mi rabia te toca cuando grito sin usar la boca y mi furia se come a la gente porque muerde aunque no tenga dientes. El dolor no me causa problema. Hoy los dolores. The concept of the album, it was very simple. He took a DNA test a few years ago, and what he did was he went to the places where he had unlikely connections. He's from Puerto Rico, so there was obviously Africa, Spain, some of that stuff. But he went to places like the Caucasus in Eastern Europe, China, as just 2 examples. And that track that we're listening to has a little bit of the music that comes from the Caucasus. It's just hard to ignore how powerful of a musician, what a strong presence he is in the Latin music industry, and it's reflective of that creative force that is Residente.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Latin Grammys then, because frankly, that's the issue that some people have with the non-Latin Grammys, if
sure.
you would, is that they are all about pop. So are the Latin Grammys different? Do they have a different relationship with the marketplace, with artists, than the other Grammys?
It's more or less the same. You know, usually there is an emphasis on pop music. They have over, I think it's 48 categories, so there's a lot of different ways to dig into different stuff. But, you know, the top 4 or 5 categories are always reflective of pop music. I think overall, though, I think some of the Academy members in the Latin Recording Academy are a little bit more adventurous. And I think that because the musicians these days are breaking down barriers, they're ignoring, like, well, if I'm making music in Argentina, there's no reason why I can't use electronic from Berlin, right? That's the nature of what's going on now. And I think the Academy members absorb some of this, and some of the nominations reflect that, I think, and it has been for a couple of years.
Well, tell us more, if you would, about some of the nominees that you've got your eye on.
Okay. There's a whole bunch, but about 6 years ago, I heard a vocalist named Denai Suarez. Now, she has an intoxicating mix of hip-hop, soul, and Cuban music. And in March, she released her 2nd album. It's called Palabras Manuales. And I'm knocked out how much she has matured and developed. I've been able to track her and watch her, meet her, talk to her a few times. We had her on the show. And when this album came out, I thought, well, it's a great record for an under-the-radar artist. But then it gets 4 nominations, including Album of the Year and Best New Artist. So, you know, it's almost like I'm extremely happy. It's not almost like I am. I'm really happy to see her get that recognition because she's a favorite and I really like what she does.
Well, let's hear some of it.
This is the title track. This is Palabras Manuales.
Jazzy, it's definitely distinctive.
There's so much on the record. She does a duet with Stephen Marley that's straight ahead reggae, but with a Cuban flair. And then there's also there's a straight up swing tune that she does on the album. She's so diverse and so versatile.
Tú serás como la luz.
So I understand that you are heading to Las Vegas to cover the Latin Grammys. Is this your first time?
Yes, it is.
Why is this your first time?
Well,
why do you want to go? Well, we all want to go, so who are we kidding?
But I think it's mostly because, you know, it has been so pop-oriented with just a few of our Latin alternative artists along the way. But this year there were so many, especially people like Denay Suarez, who we've covered, Residente, who like sort of defies, he's pop. Not really pop, but he's so popular, but he's also alternative. There were enough people that represented on our show, I thought I should go.
And who are you wearing?
If I give it away now, it's not going to be a surprise, right? I do have a spot on the red carpet to do some interviews.
Okay, right. Okay. So before we let you go, so out of all of the artists nominated for a Latin Grammy, who should we go out on?
Okay, there's a group called Flor de Toloache. They are an all-female mariachi out of New York, and we've played them on the show. They play traditional, but they mix in soul and other styles, and they're nominated for Best Ranchero / Mariachi Album for their record Las Caras Lindas. They're, again, some alt-Latino favorites that we've been championing because I really like their music so much. So I think we should go out on them.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming. Have a great time in Las Vegas. We don't want to read about you except in the music pages. Okay, so, you know, what happens
good.
In Vegas stays in Vegas.
I'll behave.
But we don't want to read about you. Just okay. Being clear on that. Okay. That's NPR's Felix Contreras. He is the host of Alt Latino. That's NPR Music's weekly podcast of Latino arts and culture. Felix, thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.